Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And for the next, 50 minutes or so, we will be talking with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And we've got two different guests joining us here via Zoom today. We have President and CEO of the Chamber, Jason Smith. Good morning, Jason.
What's up, fellas? How are you today?
Doing well. And Charlotte Meisenheimer joining us as well, and she is the Director of Membership. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure, and Dave Lewis standing by here as well.
Hi, everybody.
Who's
yeah,
that?
I know, Jason. I have, missed the last 17 times that you've been on the air, but, when I heard earlier this week that you were going to be on, I cleared my entire schedule could be devoted to you this hour.
Except we know why you did that is because of course, this now, Kansas State is now 2-0 against the University of Oklahoma since I've moved to town. I will take credit for that. since my son is blaming me for the losses, my son who's a senior at OU, who blames me for the losses. So if I'm going to get blamed for the losses from people in Norman, I'm going to take credit for the wins in Manhattan, Kansas.
All right, people of Manhattan and Kansas State University fans, it has nothing to do with Coach Kleiman, Skylar Thompson, or Deuce Vaughn. It's all Jason Smith. Thank you, sir.
Let's cut that and let's just run that on loop.
You guys can't see from here, but Dave is wearing a shirt that says it's got Willie the Wildcat and it says Willie for president. And I was interpreting that this morning as for Will Howard, the quarterback. So,
I wasn't interpreting it that way. I may or may not have voted for Willie once before in my life.
There you go. I mean, Willie the Wildcat would make a great president.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, it's always a pleasure to have the Chamber on, and we're going to have some good news to start things off with here. There's been some business openings here in town and quite a few of them.
Yeah, there has. I certainly don't want to make light of the situation because we all know how difficult it's been over the last several months. And we're going to talk a little bit later about some of the things that we've tried to do to help that. But in the interim, there have been some business openings, and Charlotte has compiled a list for us this morning and dating back to March, because we haven't really discussed that since then. So I'm going to briefly talk about it. A lot of restaurants, so I think that's a good news as well. In no particular order, Manhattan Brewing Company, which is on points and from all appearances has been doing great business. The Guilty Biscuit, which is a new operation at 3033 Anderson. Of course, that's Evan and Andrea and that group. And I have not had a chance to eat there yet, but I've heard great things about that. Kenny's Cookie Dough on Laramie Street, so in Aggieville. Also in Aggieville, Tate's on Morrow and DP Dough, which both are restaurants. Moe's Barbecue in St. George. Whole Health. Exclusive Nutrition in Aggieville, Globe Indian Food also in Aggieville, and Nico's Little Italy just recently opened in Aggieville as well. So Aggieville has had quite a few new restaurants open up. Rocking K's, which is part of the family I just went blank. Tite and Mr. K's. Opened in the new foundation, or opened in the foundation building, I think it's 1880 on Kimball. And then the conference center expansion has opened, so hopefully we can expose that a little bit over the next few months and see that. And then lastly, Glow Spa, which was part of the grand reopening of Gaia, which moved from one part of Morrow to the other part, and Glow Spa opened up in the new Gaia. So super exciting about that. We are going to be having ribbon cuttings for a couple of these businesses. October 27th is the Manhattan Brewing Company. And then October 29th is Whole Health. And of course, we're all still watching the Marriott, the Courtyard by Marriott in Aggieville, which will have an opening in 2021. Interestingly, we have not had ribbon cuttings since March. We are working on implementing new policies in regards to how we're moving forward with that. So I might ask Charlotte to talk about how we're doing ribbon cuttings going forward.
Sure. So we actually have over 20 businesses on our list to schedule their ribbon cutting. So we're very excited about that. So we have put together a new kind of criteria, like Jason indicated. We will be observing social distancing. We've asked the businesses to, of course, we'll mask up. Only one person will be using the scissors, and we'll be disinfecting those before we hand them over. Ribbon holders have typically been volunteers, and those will now be part of the business's employees or family members, so they can be part of that ribbon cutting as well. Again, trying to be cognitive of the things that we touch and we do as we go through a ribbon cutting. And then if a business feels like it will be a large gathering, we have asked them to make sure that they properly get a permit from the Raleigh County Health Department, or whatever they might be, whatever county they might be in, like Mose is actually in Pottawatomie County. So trying to make sure that we are at all times adhering to CDC, state, and county guidelines as we go through our ribbon cuttings. We've been able to celebrate these great openings and renovations.
Very good. Well, that's good to know that those will be resuming here very soon. You've mentioned the conference center, Jason, and I know conferences aren't really happening a whole lot right now, but that space, I imagine, would be able to be utilized for other purposes, potentially, if maybe somebody has a wedding or something, they could maybe utilize that space.
Yeah, I think they're open for a variety of different activities, and we're looking at some of our activities and what we can do there that would be because obviously when you can put 1,000 people in a room, you can social distance a significant amount of people as part of an event. So we're looking at it. We would encourage other people to consider different meetings that they're having or if they're trying to do in-person events to take a look at the conference center. And I haven't had a chance to see the expansion yet, but some of the refurbished areas are great. The lighting in the main ballroom has been enhanced and is so much better than it was. And so we're excited. We do our annual meeting there every year, and we're planning that. And that'll be in February. And we're going to have probably something, even if it's a reduced number. Hopefully it won't be by then. So we're excited. You know, the other thing that I would encourage people to do is, we obviously don't want people to do something that makes them uncomfortable. But there are a lot of our restaurants and, of course, retailers, small restaurants and retailers, who are really struggling, not because of anything other than the social distancing is not allowing them to be at full capacity. However, they do have times when there's not when they do have openings. And so we would encourage people to really think about and research what restaurants they might be comfortable going to, because it's easy to say, well, we'll go back when the pandemic's over, but your favorite restaurant might not be there when the pandemic's over. And so unless you and others continue to use them in the interim, it's, if you have to cut your capacity by 30%, 40%, 50%, that makes running a business a significant challenge. And obviously it's not what their business plan was modeled on. And so any help that you can give them, even if it's takeout, any help you can give, particularly our locally owned small restaurants, I think in the long term will be better for the community, because we'll have these unique dining opportunities long term in Manhattan. And that's really important to our quality of life and our ability to sell the community to people who want to move here or people who want to put new businesses here. So really think about that. And if you feel comfortable at all, take a look at your favorite restaurant and see if you can find a way to go or at least get takeout.
And you mentioned all these businesses that have opened here since March. And one thing I think we saw a few weeks ago was Stormont Vale announced that they'll be opening a new facility in town. Have you heard any more about that?
Just what's been reported, and of course that's a partnership between Kansas State, the foundation, and Stormont Vale, and there's going to be an education component to that, and so that's a great opportunity not just for us, for Manhattan in terms of healthcare, but also increases the capacity of health education for Kansas State University and continues the development of the north side. And of course, we see that area up there just booming and the opportunities to grow even more significantly in terms of creating jobs and quality jobs for Manhattan citizens. And so that's a great announcement, and it's always encouraging when a company like Stormont Vail is willing to invest in your community, because that tells us that they feel like Manhattan is a community with growth potential and opportunities. So that's a great announcement, and hopefully we'll have more details on that next month when we come back.
All right, sounds good. Well, I know that another big announcement was recently BevHub, and that just got finalized, I think it was last week, by the City Commission.
It did. Yeah, that's one we were really excited about. We were involved in that early in the process, and that's a company that is bottling products for major companies across the U.S., and small companies, actually. So they have kind of a unique opportunity to serve as a third party, what they call co-packing. So they bottle and label for other businesses. And they're in a space that, from our research, is really underserved. And that's companies that maybe want to do a small batch to test it in a market, or maybe they don't have, maybe they're trying to grow into a larger brand, but they don't have the internal capacity to do a lot of bottling. And so this is this company's second location. They have a small facility in Wichita, Kansas. The main ownership will be in Manhattan and Topeka. So we like that it's quasi local ownership as well. And we think those kind of companies tend to be a lot more engaged in the community overall. They're creating 40 jobs, well above minimum wage, above what people term as living wage, and there's growth potential within the company. So if somebody started and worked their way up, there's significant opportunities to grow within their company. And then they're doing some research projects with Kansas State. So, and there's some intern opportunities with Kansas State as well. So it's really a business that fits in Manhattan extremely well. And we appreciate the commission's support of that project. And they will be refurbishing the existing, what used to be the brewery out at the business park. And they're adding 10,000 square feet and then investing $22 million of equipment. So they're making a sizable investment in Manhattan, and they're going to be creating good jobs for Manhattan residents. So we're real excited about that.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk some events that are coming up here with the Chamber. We'll do that right after the break on News Radio KMAN.